kind of want to drink now too, but I know it's going to give me acid reflux.
I've already had a headache tonight, so I'm like, I can't drink tonight. It's like on like a werewolf with like a full moon. It's like, I can't go on a date with you, Bethany. It's a full moon. And I get a little bit
crazy.
Am
I sideways?
No, you're not even showing up on mine.
Really?
Just says Dorkney. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, now you're kind of sideways. Okay.
Oh, okay. It won't. Oh, okay. I see it. I see. So when I'm out, it still lets me see you, but it doesn't let you see me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ouch.
I mean, this is how it normally is. It's not like I record. Yeah. I only record the audio. It's not a video podcast yet. I mean.
Yep.
I am working on a new podcast, a third podcast that I can, you know, just do with random strangers on the internet and people that I kind of know from the internet and from, you know, my comedy, you know, my just the general comedy people that I hang out with on the internet.
Yeah.
What? Why are you hating on my fucking peeps?
The internet is a breeding ground for freaks.
Okay.
Oh my God, Alex.
No. I'm quoting Schitt's Creek. Neither of you appreciate my humor.
None.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
None of you.
And it's going to be called The Worst Party. And we just kind of get around, tell party stories, tell terrible stories.
Oh God. Don't tell my white girl drunk moment. We'll have to tell that one.
Well, I mean, it's just going to be pretty much anyone that wants to get onto the podcast is allowed to come on. So I'm going to, you know, throw out some invitations initially to, you know, just kind of randos out there.
Wet your feet.
Oh, really?
Dip your toes.
Yeah, I mean, people that I'm most confident would be able to come on to the podcast.
And have something of stature.
Cool. I mean, no, none of them have like the East Coast comedians kind of know who we are.
Kinda.
Like
who?
Wait, really?
We are.
Who I am? Yeah, they. Some of them know who I am.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You gonna drop some names?
Michael Feeney knows who I am. Brendan Sagalo.
Michael Feeney.
Mike Feeney. Brendan Sagalo. Mike Cannon. Yeah. Name dropped. Suck my dick.
I will if you want.
I mean, no. I mean, later, but maybe. My wife is like, I just want to please him so he doesn't leave me.
What the fuck?
And
oh my goodness.
You know, I want to keep him happy so he doesn't beat me. She's like holding up a sign in the background being like, help me. But, you know, no one can see your signs. She's like, oh man, he's going to mute my microphone and delete the audio if I start screaming.
I mean.
Oh my God.
Shouldn't you?
I mean. No, if you're like, please help me, I'd put it right out there. I'm like, not enough people are listening. Like, my mom, like, listens to it, and she's like, that's how I got.
Oh, my God. Yes.
She's like, I remember my first kidnapping. It'll be horrible if she's like, yeah, Alex, actually, I was kidnapped. And it was a very traumatic experience, and I'm still going through therapy for it today. I'm like, oh, God.
Your mom's still going through therapy from having you.
I mean, no.
That's actually pretty funny.
She never, you know, has even started therapy for having me.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
She's like, I don't. Is he either go through therapy for my oldest son, or buy a $500,000 house.
Of the house.
Yeah. So she's buying a house, and then, you know, in her old age, she's like, I go through therapy thinking about all the evil things you've done to me. Oh, yeah, and it's a human podcast. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I don't even know when I started. Started like 5 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even remember.
You do that.
Yeah, I know. I do. But, you know, that's Courtney, my wife, Alex. Me, Alex the truck.
Hola.
Hola, motherfuckers. Get ready to get the next 55 hours of your life wasted. Because I didn't prepare anything.
55 hours?
You didn't?
55 minutes. I mean, 55 hours, too. I mean, like, honestly, there's probably... If you're sitting here listening to this podcast, you're probably not doing anything for the next 55 hours productive.
Your effect is that long-lasting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are just sitting there, like, brain stupid now from listening to this. Which is why I'm 100% sure my mom stopped listening. Because she, like, woke up from a brain stupid coma after the first...
What?
A brain stupid coma.
Oh, my God.
After the first hour of listening, like, what happened? It's like, you were sitting there mumbling something about big cocks. And he's not funny. He's not funny. He's not funny. And, yeah, we called the ambulance. And now you're back from the loony bin.
Wait, your mom can afford an ambulance? That's cool.
I don't know if she can. Here's the thing. You don't have to afford an ambulance. You just have to have nothing coming up in the next 7 years of your life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I guess so.
I mean, that's the great thing about American credit, is if you have nothing going on for the next 7 years of your life, you don't have to pay for shit.
Huh? No, seriously, we bought our house. I already have my car. Like, I don't give a shit. What else do I need a credit score for? Credit score
for? Well, they
for?
Could put a lien on your house.
Who?
Yeah.
If you owe anything.
I owe a bunch.
I forgot.
Yeah.
No, they can't.
Courtney, you have no idea how much medical debt I have.
Oh, God. How much medical debt do you have?
It's over 20 grand. Okay.
So does Georgia.
Yeah.
And Georgia has, like, a ton of medical
That's
debt.
That's why you don't fucking
she got
pop.
In that car accident That's and why needed you to be life flighted.
Oh, God.
That's why you don't pop babies out of your pussy, too. Didn't she have kids?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has, like, what, 5 now?
Oh, my God. What a whore.
Oh, well, no, only 4 of them are biologically hers.
What a whore, even more.
No, even less.
No, I think... Wait, she has 2 kids that are biologically hers?
Okay, no, she has... Wait, I thought she had triplets.
No, she only, one of them,
Oh, that's right. Okay, so three of them are hers.
So,
these
triplets had to, like, swim in, like, dead baby juice?
Yes.
Oh,
and one didn't survive.
That's metal as fuck.
Yeah.
And this is how I know my mom ain't listening. Comments like that. It's like, Alex, you had a brother, but you had to swim in dead baby juice all 9 months. We just didn't get rid of it.
Well, yeah. The body's just going to reabsorb it, and it'll just atrophy into nothing.
And then, like, I have, like, a second head. But it's, like, just two penises.
That's not how that works.
That's exactly how that works.
That is not how that works.
100% how it works.
No.
You know, I went to the school of... what I think in my head, and that's how it works in my head.
Oh my God.
This is how cults start.
I know. I should start a cult. You know, I'm big. I'm gonna have a cult, and we are going to do whatever we think. You know, how do you think...
rhyme?
How do you think that red lights work? Well, I think there's, like, a motion sensor, like, when you walk into a dark room, it's like... And it, like, floods the room with light. And it's like, that's how they work now. And some of the guys like, I think it's a timer. Like an egg timer. It's like, that's how they work. Everyone's right all the time. I love this cult. This is now a fucking thing. Like, I'm going to have a cult of so many women. They're like, you mean I'm always right on everything I say? Yeah. I'm the richest woman ever. All right, everyone, empty your bank accounts and hide your money. She's the richest woman ever.
Oh, my God.
My wife is like, I want to join this cult.
Oh, my God. I am on such a completely different train of thought right now.
Yeah. Alex is being Alex.
I mean.
Excuse me.
What is your train of thought
right
now?
Well, no, you distracted me, so now I don't know. Oh, what the fuck is an egg timer? Is that the one like you put in with the eggs while it boils, or is it something different?
It's just a timer for eggs.
But is it the one you put in the boiling water or the one that sits on the countertop?
Sits on a countertop. You twist it.
Oh. That's just a normal kitchen timer, though.
No, it's an egg timer.
Okay, I thought egg timers go in the pot.
Why would a timer go into the pot?
Because it times how long the eggs have
been. It's a temperature sensor.
What the fuck? No.
It's an egg thermometer is what you're thinking of. Look up egg timer. I swear to God. And there's also ones that are just shaped like a fucking egg, too.
Which I don't understand.
You just twist the top.
What does the shape do?
It just looks like an egg.
But why?
We have salt shakers shaped like cats fucking.
Yes. And I don't have a table to display them.
You do. You absolutely have a table.
No, I have my island.
Like, that's your de facto table.
No, it's an island.
Oh, they do also call those ones egg timers. But, you know, look, boom. Egg timer.
Oh, my God. You just had to be right.
No, this shit!
You put it in with the eggs, and it tells you how long the eggs have been boiling, therefore their consistency.
Okay. Number one, that's from Bed Bath & Beyond. I've never been in one of those.
Of course
I think you have to have
not.
A membership. And, you know, I think they, like, you know, do, like, a nut check. Like, they hit, like, in the groin really hard. And if you fall over and die, you're a man, and you're not allowed in anyway.
No, only case.
And if you're a
no,
gay,
that is a refuge.
Man, like, I bet I can go back there and go, like, do they have fitting rooms?
Okay, so all this aside, I'm right.
What is Bed Bath & Beyond? Like, who shops for just their bed and their bath? Like, what is Beyond? What is in there?
It's stuff beyond bed and bath, like kitchen.
Like I
and
saw.
And living room and aesthetics. Everything else.
Okay, the only thing I know about Bed Bath & Beyond is it's in that movie Click. With Adam Sandler. And he goes into this Bed Bath & Beyond, and then he sees, like, the Beyond Beyond. And it's, like, fucking...
Like Beyonce?
No, just, you know, they have, like, Beyond.
Uh-huh.
And then Beyond Beyond or something like that. And
like,
then
just, like, signs written with words?
Yeah, it's just signs written with words.
Okay, thank you.
And then there's Christopher Walken in there, and he's all crazy-haired, and he's like, I'm a scientist.
I have no idea who that is. Move on.
Christopher Walken. Hey, just like an old dude. He's sexy as fuck. Doesn't matter. He is very, you know, doesn't matter.
Said that about me.
Yeah, crazy sex hair, whatever. Goes in, gets a remote, and he's like, this is a remote for your life. Here you go. And he goes around and like slows a woman down as she's jogging and watches her boobies bounce. He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude.
That's the first thing you remember from the movie?
Yeah, because I was upset with him because I'm like, dude, you pause the time, go over there, lift up her shirt, show her titties completely, be like, nice, and then leave and then go back to play. And then she's like, ah, my titties
can't
are out.
Do that.
That's not consensual.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to do it because it is very unethical.
Unethical?
Oh, shit. I might have smoked a little too much,
That's
guys.
The word you chose to use.
Unethical, yes.
I'm disappointed in you.
I mean, you have a remote to pause time, and the thing you do is look at a woman's tits. I would call that unethical. You could do a whole lot worse than look at her tits. So the fact that that's all you did, I fucking...
That is not a cop-out!
Like if I went down the street...
That is not a cop-out!
If I went down the street in normal time...
No, it's
and,
not!
Hey, listen. And lifted up a woman's shirt, showing me her tits. I'm like, yeah. And then...
Now is not the time to pull me back into this, by the way.
Just be like, boom, let me see your tits. and it's in regular time. I don't have time to really do anything else before she starts hitting me with, you know, her purse and then calls a bunch of men to come beat me up. Yeah. But if I can just pause time.
I'm sorry, she can't beat you up herself.
No, because she's a woman.
Oh, my God.
She is a woman. Women are weak. That's the whole premise behind Mulan. And you're calling me sexist? Fuck off.
Have I seen Mulan, Courtney?
Everyone's seen Mulan.
Okay, I don't remember it.
Alex might not have seen Mulan because I didn't have it.
We'll watch Mulan tonight. We'll make a little date night of it, and we'll watch Mulan after this show. It's a great movie.
Are you going to watch the live action?
No, the fucking cartoon version.
Okay, there is way too much political shit behind that for me to endorse it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
The singing and the chip, the little chippy thing.
Chippy thing?
I don't know. It's a little chippy.
Hey, you guys have seen it? Is it good or no?
No, I haven't seen the new one. Fuck that.
No, and I refuse to based on principle.
But no, I want to watch. Because she's never seen the original one.
Well,
but
no, there's this whole thing about like the main actress like supporting like fucking concentration camps and all that jazz, and I'm not there for that scene.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing. Concentration camps help these kids concentrate.
Oh my fucking God.
You know, concentrate on your homework. I had to go to concentration camp. I mean, we called it a detention, but I called it concentration
so
camp.
So is detention as like cool as they depict it in like fucking shows or nah?
No.
Okay.
Literally,
Seriously?
I remember I got detention.
I had to ask.
One time because I went into a classroom and the teacher's name, we had a substitute teacher that day and her name was Mrs. Bonard. And I could not stop myself. And she's not in the classroom yet.
Oh my God.
So I go straight to the whiteboard, erase it, and write Mrs. Bonehard. And the entire class is cackling at this poor woman. Cackling. And it is like probably a good 15 minutes into the class before she notices Mrs. Bonehard. And we all start dying. She's like, who the fuck did this? And for some reason, I had a balloon with me.
balloon, like floating?
No, like just like a pack of balloons.
Okay.
I blew one up and just like let it go all throughout the class. And it's like, through the entire fucking class. I'm like, yeah, it was me. And, you know, it's just killing in the classroom. She is thoroughly unimpressed.
I don't know how at this point I would have been I would have been laughing my ass off.
She's just like, to the office right now. I am like picking up my bag, laughing all the way to the office. And you know, I get to the office, and they're like, Alex, you have detention. You know what you did. I'm like, worth it. 100% worth it. And so, yeah.
I loved your mic drop moment, though.
Yeah, oh, I mean, like, and then we had it for the rest of the week. She's like, Alex, just no balloons today. No balloons, because I started passing them out. And so I'm like, you get a balloon, you get a balloon, you get a balloon, you get a balloon, and people would start blowing them up and like doing like the stretch thing where they start like high pitched whining. And she'd be like, and I think she was like teaching us about like the Trail of Tears or something.
Your people.
I'm like, my people. Oh no, this is my people. How are you going to discriminate against me? And she's like, oh, just 1 week. 1 week. I love teaching. I love being a teacher. She's probably still in therapy. She's like, I imagine her like in a therapy session like earlier today. It's like, so I was teaching a high school class and there was this boy, I think his name was Alex.
Wait, you did this in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you, for some reason, I thought you were like middle school.
Nope, high school.
Okay, well, that like makes it worse.
Yeah, no, do you think I was mature in high school? I remember in science class, they used to have this stuff you stuck on the end of a straw and blew it up into a giant-ass bubble. They'd sell it in grocery stores.
The sticky stuff!
Yeah.
You had to, like, mold it in your hands, and it tasted so fucking good.
Well, you put it on the end of a straw, and you can blow it up and make like shapes with it.
Yeah, and it's, like, weird and sticky!
Yeah. But like, we found out that if you, like, sniff it, you can, like, get kind of high.
Yes.
And so we'd be in the back of the room with, like, a tube of this stuff, pouring some out on our hands and sniffing it and getting high during class. And then I was sitting there with my buddy Ricky, and we're just, like, sniffing our fingers weirdly. And the teacher never bothered us because she never wanted to know.
Yeah, and we just wouldn't want to fucking know either.
Yeah, we're just like sitting there.
She
like,
was just probably happy you were quiet.
Yeah, we're giggling like school children. Like, we got back from like an assembly one day, and like there's a bunch of cheerleaders. And like, so I like passed my friend Ricky a note. I'm like, what is your favorite part of that, you know, assembly? And they drew a picture of panties, like, panties! Because we saw all the girls' panties. And we were, of course, immature. And we're like, oh, man, we could totally fuck. And it's like, no, we're all virgins at that point. It's like, oh, God. Man.
I feel so sorry.
Hormones running.
Poor baby.
Hormones are subjective.
I mean, yeah.
Relative.
Like, pretty much we made up stories about who fucked because no one really fucked.
Well, duh.
We're like, that girl with the big boobs, she fucks. You're like, Logan, he fucks.
Oh, Logan totally fucked.
He didn't fuck.
He didn't?
No.
What the fuck? With his little angel face? And his smoky, like, hair curl in the front?
All right.
And the fucking chains?
One guy that was like known to be a gigolo in high school fucking sucked at kissing. Like, seriously.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
What?
How do you know this? Did you kiss him?
I may or may not have.
She's like acting like this is some sort of criminal investigation. Did you suck his dick?
No, I only sucked his face.
Well, guess what?
He sucked it.
His face sucked back.
It sucked. He sucked.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do with kissing. You're supposed to suck. Mwah.
No, like, he seriously sucked.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this guy is a fucking genius. I got to take lessons from him on how to kiss. Like, it's like so you just go.
He was a shitty kisser.
Well, maybe you should have put his mouth to work and put it on your pussy or something.
That wasn't going to happen.
What you do is you be like, here, stick out your tongue and then grab both sides of his head by his ears because those are like a manhandle. And you just like put him on your pussy and be like, just like fuck your pussy with his tongue. You know, he'll be like, oh, this is the greatest day of my life. He's like coming through his tongue.
Ew. I'm sorry. I just checked back in and that wasn't okay.
I'm so glad. Do you need to go get more champagne?
I need to go get more champagne.
Go get more champagne then. God. Like, my wife is, you know, kind of like holding her champagne glass and like,
I need an ice bucket, okay?
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's actually getting an ice bucket?
No, she's not actually getting an ice bucket. Oh my God. But yeah, I mean, high school, like, did you ever fuck in high school, Courtney?
No.
Man, like, I wanted to, But yeah, I don't think I ever. I actually might have. I might have like popped my cherry before. Yeah, like on my senior year, like some American Pie bullshit.
Oh my god.
I'm like trying to think. I'm like, you know, here's the thing. Like when you go through, when you have sex so many times in your life, you do not remember the first time. Do you remember the first time?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't remember her name. Mochi, you motherfucker, get out of here. Get. No. Fuck you. You little pain in my ass.
Oh my god.
She's kissing her ass. Stop kissing her ass. She poos out of that thing. And then you kissed her on the mouth. Oh, now you're sucking Mochi's dick. Stop. Ew. And back to her mouth again? What are you, snowballing her?
Oh my god.
But Mama loves it.
No, she does not. Yeah.
Oh my god.
She buries poop with those paws.
Mama keeps her paws very clean, I'll have you know. She's a lady.
She's giving me a look like fucking kill me. But we have to talk about the fucking big elephant in the room. I have to address it. Everyone's addressed it. And first, did you watch the Oscars at all? You live in a house of people.
Oh my fucking god. I'm so tired of hearing about this bullshit.
I don't give a shit. I never gave a shit.
So, here's what it is. Two black men having an N-word moment.
I don't understand what that means, and I also don't care.
Okay, let me break it down for you. Two black men having a nigga moment. Okay. They get into a tussle.
Is this like Uncle What's-His-Face from Boondocks moment, yes, or like less than that?
Yes, like this is exactly what it's from, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Boondocks. Where you know, one dude says something, and the other dude takes offense to it.
It's beef. Beef happens between everybody.
It's like,
it doesn't need to be blown up to this proportion just because he's a fucking movie star. That's all it fucking is.
No, Jada is also a movie star. She was Trinity in The Matrix. And Will Smith could have been in The Matrix as well.
But he could have.
Yeah, he was offered the role instead of Keanu Reeves.
I don't think it would be the same.
No, it wouldn't, and Keanu Reeves kills it. But
exactly.
100%.
Here's the thing. You know, Will Smith was acting like a bitch, crying like a baby on a fucking podcast. And she's like, my wife cheated on me and fucked her son's friends. And then I took her back. And now she's
talking. I don't care.
And then Chris.
Why do you care?
Because.
Oh my god, Alex, shut up.
Okay, I'm just gonna mute your fucking mic.
Okay, fine.
And so he comes through, and you know, his son's friends is fucking his wife, and everyone dogpiled on Will for that. And I feel bad for him. And if he had left it there, he would have gotten all the sympathy in the world. But the fact that, you know, he can't take a fucking joke and make millions of dollars. Yeah, you could literally all stand naked there for a day while you make jokes at my expense. Like, oh, look at his tiger lines and his shitty beard and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, anything else? Here is, you know, all the embarrassing things I've ever done. And it's like, oh, my God. And it's like, okay, cool. I'll do it.
I thought it was his wife.
Yeah, his wife cheated on him. And then they got back together. It's like, just divorce the bitch. And she has alopecia. It's a genetic disease. It's not like she has cancer. So go fuck yourself, Jada bitch.
It's still, yeah, see, exactly. Your entire response is exactly what's wrong with the situation. Continue.
She's, you know, my wife wants me to, you know, side on, you know, Jada's side.
No, I'm just saying the reason The reason it's shameful for her to have no hair is the same reason like you're making it shameful.
Yeah, she should be shameful because she's sending her husband to attack other men because she has a genetic condition, which could be easily solved with a wig, which most black women have anyway.
Okay, just because your opinion doesn't mean it changes her insecurities.
Well, tough. If you make millions of dollars, I don't give a fuck about your insecurities anymore.
Well, yeah, you're not allowed to have them anymore. You're in the spotlight.
Yeah, so suck a dick. You now have to be everyone's fucking punching bag. That's what you signed up for.
This is why I don't want to be famous.
This is why I don't give a fuck. If people come and attack me and I'm making money, then cool. I don't care. Like, I'm not making money off of this. But honestly, I am super glad that this happened because someone I know posted an article saying, hey, Will Smith got arrested anyway. And then I got the picture of Wood, you know, the big black dude with his dick hanging out. Because
no.
I only found the censored image of this.
No.
And now I have the actual fucking big dick, you know, swinger like this one here.
So I had just slept straight for like 13 hours.
See that, Courtney?
Okay, so I wake up at like 9:30 and my eyes are barely into focus. And this is the first image I get to see of my day.
Who is that?
I was not okay.
It's a meme.
It's a meme?
It looks like an elephant trunk.
Yeah, it's the... Oh. He's a dead... Like,
I can't see it because it's, like, blurry.
Just text it to her.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Why, Alex?
Because I'm smart.
You're not smart.
Are you kidding me? I'm smart.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Do you really think that I wanted a picture?
Of a big black dick? Of course.
Of course.
I wouldn't want one that's flaccid.
It doesn't...
It's a half chub.
It doesn't even matter at that point whether it's flaccid or not. It's gross.
Yeah, it does.
This fucking thing is amazing.
Sure. Then I can judge how it looks.
I mean, judge away. This thing is a fucking honker. And I've only ever found the censored image of it, so I'm like, now I can use it to send it to random people.
You can just... Okay, so I have a picture of a woodblock, and it's a guy handing a fish to a cat that has a dick in his mouth, and that's my airdrop. So people who accept airdrops from strangers will just get that downloaded to their phone whenever I walk by, and it makes me so happy.
Oh, send that to me. Of course send that to me.
Oh my God, I gotta find it now. It's such an old image. It's way back.
So what like, have you gotten that image yet, Courtney?
Oh, let me see. I'm looking at it now.
So that was my favorite part of the whole thing, is I got that image. Thank you, black men, for fighting at the whatever you fought at, the octagon, who cares?
The octagon?
It's a fighting ring.
Oh, not like Octavius?
No. But I'm super happy. But that's all I have. That's all I have to say about that. It's a pointless thing. It's millionaires slapping each other and making more money than you can ever imagine. Chris Rock should have, came back with a retort like, oh man, I need to go fucking find Jaden, become his friend so I can fuck your wife. I'll keep her name out of my mouth, but I'll keep my dick in hers.
Pretty.
Fuck you, Will. And then, he had to came, tried to rush the stage, got kicked out of the event and not had that embarrassing fucking bullshit go down where he's like, the academy and I rescued girls or whatever and blah, 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 blah. honestly, I don't really even watch Will Smith movies. I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see a Will Smith movie. I'm like, oh, I gotta see that. I didn't even watch The Third Men in Black. I'm like, dude, I don't fucking care.
They're all good.
Oh, quite honestly, I wasn't even thinking that he was in Men in Black.
He was the main character.
I don't know why I'm acting dumb. I must be super high. I think I had a lot.
There's like 100 mg's.
There was a little difference. There's usually not, I can't usually tell there's a difference on my vape cartridge. But I really wanted to get high. So nice.
But this week has been a pretty great week. I finally got my mini split system. So this summer.
Your mini?
Yeah, my mini split system. It's an AC that goes a ductless AC system that goes into each room and has a condenser at the end. And it is literally the greatest thing in the world. And I cannot wait till it is installed and each room has AC. So, like, this summer I'll walk into a room, be like, oh, that's fucking hot as hell in here. Turn on the AC and be like, yep, much better.
Oh my God. That's pretty funny.
Earlier, like, this week or last week or what was it? It was, like, 70 degrees, and I'm like, it is fucking sweltering in this house.
It was so nice.
I wanted to, like, this AC system needs to come quicker. Everything needs to come quicker. Blah, 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 blah. I hate it here.
Okay, I had to find it on Reddit, but here's the picture.
Uh-oh.
This just gets airdropped to every stranger.
Why does he have a penis in his mouth?
I don't know, but I love it! So if you've ever walked by and you've been given, like, a fucking, like, Renaissance image of a dude trying to exchange a fish for the dick in the cat's mouth, you are welcome.
Like, who openly accepts that shit?
Dumb people?
This kind of shit, this is like Renaissance memes. Like, we have memes now. This is the memes Renaissance people had. Like, it's this shit. This is fucking memes.
I'm sure that was made, like, in 2007.
I don't care. I find it hilarious. And I hope strangers find it hilarious, too.
See, Android people don't have that.
Yeah, you poor losing fucks.
Why would we need that? When and like,
because I get to toy with people.
I don't get dicks randomly dropped into my phone. I choose the dicks that come into my phone.
Aw.
I get to choose them.
Sure.
You know, I wanted that big black dick in my phone. Mm-hmm. I downloaded it to my phone. Now I can fucking send that shit to Courtney. Courtney now has a big black dick in her phone.
None of this is bad things.
I hope, like, the police arrest her and, like, you know, it goes around the precinct and, like, oh, look at this big black dick. Oh, my God. I wonder if she fucked that guy.
Ew.
Courtney would fuck a black dude.
Yeah, I would.
See?
Yeah.
I don't know why my wife is all racist over here.
I would not fuck that black dude.
I'd fuck that black dude.
Why not?
Because it's too fucking big. There is only so much depth it can go, Courtney.
You're just a coward. Alex, and not.
It stops.
Not accepting of a challenge.
No. I knew some bitch that was really tiny. Oh, do you remember Cora? Crazy Cora? My.
Oh, my God.
She's tiny downstairs, and she's like, oh, my God, only this much fits in there.
Ew.
Because, yeah, so stupid. What a fucking idiot.
Well, mine's, like, tied off in a knot, so there literally is only so far it can go.
Oh, my God, Alex.
I'm just, like, I'm a literal pocket pussy.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my God.
Literal.
It,
I'm proud of this.
It is Now I can't have children. Now if I want a child, I have to like go and adopt one. It's like picking up a Christmas tree at a tree farm.
Ew.
Or I'll have kids and die and then you'll adopt my kids.
Oh no, I'll let those ones die too.
What?
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't let you guys have my kids until they were older.
Yeah.
Like 18 and I'd kick them out of my fucking house. I'm like, get a job, you bum.
Oh my
gosh. Like, my mommy just died and I'm 12. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Get out of my house and get a job.
Why don't you get a job?
I mean, if you lived in like the 1700s, like your brother and sister would both die on the same day, you know, and part of your job was burying their fucking bodies and moving on.
Yeah, homework sucks.
It's like, Timmy, why were you late to school today? I had to bury my younger brother.
Tough titties.
He's your younger brother. It's a smaller hole. You should have still been here on time.
Well, they're having like mass graves in Ukraine. And one of their major cities is basically like decimated.
Yeah, war is disgusting.
And, like, so there's a 10,000 population in that one city. And only 6,000 people have escaped.
Yeah.
So it's like, shit.
Okay, I drive around all day for a job. That is my career choice as a truck driver. Easily, 90% of these people could all die, and I'd have a smile on my face. I'm sure there's person in Ukraine right now, like, just, you know, a cantankerous old man. Like, good. They all deserve to fucking die. Fuck all of you. Yeah, go ahead and hit me with a bomb. I don't fucking care. And, like, his house just goes untouched. Because, like, the god of, like, evil is like, yeah, I want you around. You're the best. I want you, like, boycotting people's fucking funerals. Like, oh, your husband died. You saved some people. Fuck you.
Dad had his Bible study friends over.
And what do? Pray for Ukraine?
Oh my God. I don't know. I wasn't there. Oh, I escaped.
Yes.
But sometimes I get roped in. So it's like annoying.
Oh my gosh. Like, we were at the grocery store earlier today. And I started laughing. And my wife was like, what? And I'm like, you don't want to know. But I want to bring it up now because it was kind of about Courtney.
What?
Yeah, my joke.
Go ahead.
So she like looks around and is like, is there any other vegetables I need? And like I imagine like Courtney walking around, walking away without her dad. And like, oh, wait, I forgot one more vegetable.
Oh, my God.
I'm
gonna tell my dad that joke. You think I'm joking? I'm gonna tell my dad that joke.
It's a fucking good joke.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why it wouldn't be.
But I wanted to save it for the podcast. I'm like, oh, that's just a fucking banger. I got it. I'm definitely telling that on the podcast.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh my gosh.
But that's why I started laughing. I'm like, there's too many people around here that won't understand the joke. And for those that are listening, you know, Courtney's dad is like a paraplegic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a paraplegic.
Still a cool guy, though. I like him.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
He ain't no, like, you know, fucking, you know, Hawkins, like, in the weird chair. He can still talk.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, like, if he couldn't talk and he had to, like, talk through,
he's
like...
He's dead now, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I don't remember his name. You know, he was a sexist dude. Like, watch me end up in, like, that wheelchair. It's like, yeah, this was fucking... What's his face?
Stephen something?
Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
Stephen Hawking's chair. You know, just sitting there like with whatever the fuck he had.
The weird thing is, like, so my grandfather, like, not my like biological grandfather, but like my grandma's, one of my grandma's husbands, he was a paraplegic too. And he, like, my dad was like, what would it be like to do that? And so he like did an experiment and he's like, this would suck. And then a few years later, when he was like 19, 20, he ended up getting into the car accident that paralyzed him.
Damn. He's like, this would suck. I would fucking hate every day of my life if this is my life. Good thing it's not, though. Fucking sucks for all those paraplegies. Fuck you guys. Can't even use your dick or nothing. What losers. You know, just laughing in the face of God. And God's like, okay.
No, it's surprising. My dad's like being super religious right now.
I know. If God existed, he would fucking make him walk again. But God doesn't. Yeah, here's a joke. Fucking, you know, at the X-Men Academy, Dr. you know, X is interviewing a new student. He's like, all right, what is your power? And the student's like, I can tell how many clicks it takes to get a fan to stop on the pull string. And he's like, all right. He looks up and he's like, 3. And then, you know, Professor X stands up and he's like, 1, 2, 3. Wow, you're right, but that's not really a power. And the student's like, just kidding. I heal paraplegics. Because Professor X sits in a chair all the time.
Oh, he's a bald dude.
Dude with a little wheelchair, yeah. I'm like, I know these girls will not understand it. Up front, so I can tell.
I wasn't understanding okay. it. Like,
I am only
right
there
away.
For Hugh Jackman being shirtless. Everything else, I don't give a shit about.
You like yeah. his hairy chest?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is like the only guy in the entire world where I'm like, okay, chest hair is okay on you. Everybody else, chest hair is disgusting. I thank God every single day that you have no chest hair.
Because I'm Native American.
That's like reason number 10 why I married you is no chest hair.
No, reason number 1 is because I wouldn't leave you.
Yeah. Commitment's nice.
Because I'm like, I'm a homeless person and she has a vehicle.
Yeah, you married up.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'm not the one who settled.
Okay, no. By the time we got married, I had my shit together.
You did. Mm-hmm.
And then you're like begging me to marry you.
No. I was like.
Begging me.
We had been together 7 years. I was owed a wedding at that point.
No, you
yes.
weren't.
7 years. That's common law marriage.
No.
Yep. Yes.
Trust me. If I didn't have to marry you, I wouldn't have.
If you didn't want to marry me, we would have broken up.
So if I said no.
Yeah.
You'd have just been like, I'm leaving. Where would you have gone?
I would have gone and lived with Courtney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Courtney didn't have a spot available.
I would make a spot available.
Exactly. And then once I was on my own feet.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I'd have been crushing so much hand without you.
Yeah. How much hand has it saved you?
Not much. Not much at all. I'm still crushing hand.
Oh my God.
So much. I'm in my hotel room. I'm like, oh, you naughty little thing. You're opening the door for me. Oh, look at you. You're undoing my belt for me. Oh, you're excited.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're making the first move. Don't try and kiss me, faggot.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's such a great fucking bit. Put a sock on my hand.
Ooh. Ew.
Wear the crispy sock the next day.
Ew. Ew. Like, why?
No, seriously, one time? Babe.
I'm muting your mic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's too good. I'm pretty fucking funny. I mean, that made me laugh. That's all that matters.
Well, no, that reminded me, like, one time, like, I was, like, this was, like, when we first were dating.
Yeah, and then I muted your mic again.
Okay, cool.
But,
oh my gosh, Alex, you can't keep on doing that.
Oh, I definitely can. I can make. I don't want her to tell stories about fucking stiff socks.
Oh my god, I want to hear more than story. One.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Okay, let's hear your story about my stiff socks and how I would jerk off in socks because it's a way easier cleanup, and then you just throw them in the fucking laundry.
No,
and then you
I
have
woke
yellows.
Up from a nap to see you doing that.
Yeah, because we weren't fucking then. I wasn't allowed to touch your pussy yet.
Yeah, we had to wait till I was 18.
So, guess what?
Oh, yeah, definitely wait until you were 18 with fucking crazy parents like yours, Alex.
Right? Yeah.
I know, right? That was a good call on your part, Alex, not to chance it.
Yeah. And you were such a gentleman, you waited.
I mean, you probably, like, walked in the bathroom and was like, what are you doing? I'm like, sure, I'm in a sock. Probably try to, like, hide it. Like, oh, no, I don't want her to see this. Now I'm an adult and I jerk off in the toilet like a normal person.
I don't think that's normal.
You use toilet paper and wipe off.
I think it would be normal.
Okay, you jerk off in the toilet. Here's what you do. You jerk off in the toilet. You kind of, like, you know, fucking do, like, a weird hunch over the toilet and shoot it directly into the middle. That way, it doesn't touch the sides, because if it touches the sides, it's game over. You have to flush it 20 times to get rid of the cum. It is a fucking tough hang right there.
No, you only need twice, TBH.
Oh, no. You don't have a dick. You don't know what the cum is like.
I know the consistency of horse and cow and feline and canine fucking semen. I'm assuming.
Now, not in water, though. In water, it coagulates and it sticks to porcelain quite well.
I'm aware.
This shit is porcelain glue.
I'm aware.
Is,
which is why I said twice.
Trust me, in the hotel, it's like 20 times. Like, you're like just sitting there. Like, there's times where, like, I'll.
So you spend more time flushing the toilet than you do jacking off.
Yeah, well, now I just go straight into the water. Like, I aim that shit, mm-hmm. Let the pressure build, and then release it all at once, and then it's a big old globule coming out the tip of my cock.
Ew.
Boom, hits the fucking water.
Ew.
You know, jellyfish is out.
Ew.
And then I take fucking Ew. Toilet paper, wipe the tip of my dick, throw it in, flush it immediately so it doesn't have time to stick. And then now it's Ew. Somebody else's problem. Welcome to the future. No more yellow sticky socks. No more stiff socks. Nothing.
Do I want to know why the socks are yellow?
I don't know. Cum is not healthy for
cum
socks.
Cum dried cum?
It doesn't dry yellow,
it
though.
It dries yellow. As someone that has jizzed in socks, it dries yellow.
I mean, it never dried yellow on my skin.
Yeah, because you wash it off. When you have, like, month-old socks, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should probably wash these.
Ew, you would reuse them?
You fold them inside out, duh.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you come in them deep.
What about if grandma comes over?
You come in them deep, you come in them shallow, flip them inside out, come in it deep, come in it shallow. Four times.
But don't you touch it once you flip it inside out?
No, it's already dry by then.
So you do touch it.
I mean, no, you just don't touch the area. And then boom, 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 boom. Four times one sock.
Ew.
Oh my God.
I know. It's so horrible, but I love seeing the look on my wife's face of just pure disgust.
You're disgusting. All men are disgusting.
I mean, it's a whole lot better than using your shirt. And, like, men will have, like, a black shirt that have a big old cum stain on the back and just not even realize it and, like, just. And no one will tell them.
Well, yeah, because it's hilarious.
Like, I'll go up to him and be like, hey, bro. You have a fat fucking cum stain on your back. He's like, what? No, no. It's like, I've been walking around since 6 o'clock this morning and 6 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, dude, that's brutal fucking, bro. Like,
you did an alligator roll.
No, you don't do an alligator roll. You just come into your shirt.
Both options are gross.
I mean, come on your sheets, I guess. I don't want that.
I mean,
have a cum towel. Men, here's what you do. Buy yourself a light color towel.
Obviously not cream.
Not cream, but, you know.
Like an off-white or Sands.
Get something cheap. Get like a dollar towel. And
they're
that
so
is,
rough.
It don't matter. You're not going to use it.
Don't spend the $5 for the plushy one.
Nope. It's going to be your cum catcher. Use it for that. Only use it for catching cum. I swear to God.
Although, like, low-key, this is a thing in, like, romance books. Cause, like, the guy will have, like, a little handkerchief. And so he pulls out and comes into the handkerchief so she doesn't get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Come into hot sauce using or whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I do have another bit. And we have 5 minutes, so I could talk about this whole other fucking bit I told my wife about, and she cackled at.
Okay, let's see if it's funny the second time around.
And she won't cackle at it this time. But, you know, with all these tanks going into, you know, Ukraine, and just anybody is able to pick up a tank, I imagine, you know, one of these guys, you know, takes a tank down to, like, Africa and, you know, drives his tank, like, you know, deep in the woods, just kind of see what it does. He's like, no one lives in these woods. And then stumbles across an undiscovered village. No one has ever discovered this village. No contact with humans ever. And he's like, holy shit. An empty village. Because they all ran away because they heard the tank. He's like, I'm going to go destroy these houses. And he, like, goes and shoots, you know, bullets at these houses. Boom, blows them the fuck apart. And, you know, he's like, yeah. And then, like, he sees, like, one building and, like, it was a nursery and, like, all the babies are in there. And he's like, I'm going to drive right over that one. Just go, squishes all the fucking babies.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, just drives on back home. And, like, these villagers are mortified at what just happened. God has smote them because they have never seen any other humans. And so now they, you know, start worshiping the, you know, the metal god and, you know, leaving it, you know, sacrifices and, like, leaving their babies for it to squish. You know, like, they do, like, one every 10 years and they, like, leave a squished baby for it. And then, like, after 100 years it gets discovered. They teach them English and they teach them everything. And they, like, you know, introduce them to their god, like, this is the metal god. And it's like, one of the guys like that's an M1 Abrams tank or whatever tanks they have over there in Russia. And it's like, they're like, wait, what? And like, they flip open a book. It's like, is this your god? And he's like, well, yeah, as explained to me. It's like, yeah, no, dude, that's just a fucking tank. Like they have millions of those probably. It's used in war. That was probably back when Ukraine and Russia were having their thing and some dude just came down and fucked up your village. He's
oh
like,
God.
Are you kidding me? What do you guys have now? Oh, we have flying tanks now. Flying gods?
Don't we already have flying tanks, like airplanes?
Yeah, of course. But it's a work in progress joke about a guy taking his tank through the Congo, destroying a village and accidentally becoming their god. And then the outrage to find out that their god is not real. And they've been squishing their kids every 10 years just for the fuck of it.
Isn't this like a side plot in one of the recent Star Trek movies?
I don't know.
I think it is.
That'd be hilarious if it was, though.
I'm like pretty sure.
I'm going to have to find out now. If you know if it is a side plot in one of these whatever fucking nerdy bullshit things my wife said, hit me up. Alex the Truck on Instagram, Twitter, pretty much anywhere you see Alex the Truck, that's a me. These girls do not have social media. So send me
on
the dick.
On purpose.
If you want them to see the dicks, send them to me. I will make sure they see your dick pic.
I saw what's-his-face earlier.
She saw the big black dick.
It was traumatizing.
But yeah, if you send him
uncircumcised.
If you send me these dick pics or whatever you want them to see, I will make sure they see it and react to it live on the podcast. But
there will be judge.
They'll judge your cock, you know, out of 10. And they'll purposely judge it low, but I'll judge it the real way. So if you want to see your cocks get judged, check us out. Send it to me, Alex the Truck, all one word, Instagram, Twitter. We love you, and we'll be back fucking next week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, we're already, you know, at an hour, so.
Wow.
I know. Fancy. My wife looks like she's tired as fuck.
No, I need to go pee. So hurry up.
All right, go pee. All right, see y'all later. Goodbye. Give everyone kisses, babe. Give them all kisses. No. She doesn't want to give you a kiss.
No, strangers don't get to have kisses and feel better.
There you go. I'll give you some sucky kisses. All right, see y'all later. Bye-bye.
Bye.